This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today underlined that India sees a huge role for cooperatives in its future growth. Inaugurating the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said cooperatives are the foundation of India's culture, not just a model. He pointed out that cooperatives in India have evolved from an idea to a movement, from a movement to a revolution, and from a revolution to empowerment. He added that India is following the mantra of prosperity through cooperation. On the occasion, Mr. Modi launched a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. The Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manua Kami Kamika, and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the conference. For the first time in the 130-year history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. The six-day conference at Bharat Mandapam will bring together cooperatives from around the world for a series of events and discussions. The theme of the conference is Cooperatives Build Prosperity for All. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said India has emerged as a global leader in the cooperative movement. In an article in National Dailies, Mr. Shah said the cooperative sector is known not only for enriching economically aspiring individuals, but also for integrating them into the mainstream of the economy. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mantra, Sahakar Se Samriddhi, aims to make the nation's cooperative institutions self-reliant and robust. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day on the first day of the winter session today amid ruckus by the opposition on alleged bribery charges against a particular business group and other issues. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled at 11:45 this morning after the first adjournment, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar urged the opposition members to allow the House to function normally. As noisy scenes prevailed, he adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, when the House met in the morning, the chairman rejected the adjournment notices given by the opposition MPs on the alleged bribery charges against the business group, Manipur violence and other issues. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met again at 12 noon after the first adjournment, members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others created uproar over several issues including the alleged bribery charges against a business group and the reported violence in Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has rejected the allegations made by some quarters that the constitution is under threat, maintaining that it should not be seen through the narrow prism of politics. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, ahead of Constitution Day to be observed tomorrow, Mr. Birla stressed that the constitution belongs to the people of the nation and every section of society has faith in it. The full interview can be heard in Surkhiyon Mein program of Akashvani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed concern over the situation in West Asia, saying that India unequivocally condemns terrorism and hostage-taking. In his opening remarks at the MED Mediterranean Dialogues Conference in Rome, Italy, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that international humanitarian law cannot be disregarded and called for all countries to support a ceasefire. He stressed the imperative of addressing the future of the Palestinian people. Highlighting India's stance, he reiterated that the country favours a two-state solution. The External Affairs Minister noted New Delhi's growing concerns over the widening of the conflict. The government has announced year-long celebrations beginning tomorrow to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. The celebrations across the country will continue till the 26th of November next year. On 26 November 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India adopted the Constitution, which came into effect on 26 January 1950. In cricket, India registered a resounding 295-run victory over hosts Australia in the first test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. The emphatic win marks one of India's largest test triumphs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.